It's Thursday of the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Last year, I spent the entire podcast talking about this church, and I left a note for myself in my notes. If you're reading this in 2025, do something different. In 2024, you read only this page. So today's Roman station is San Lorenzo in Panis Perna, probably from two Latin words meaning bread and ham, which were distributed here on St. Lawrence feast day on the 10th of August. You can tell how important a saint is in Rome by how many churches he has. At one time, I think St. Lawrence had about 30 churches. Now there may be 7 or 8. St. Ambrose tells the story of St. Lawrence and Pope Sixtus and how they were martyred. Lawrence, of course, was famously roasted to death on an iron grate. And he said, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side." I happen to have a first-class relic of St. Lawrence, which is wonderful. I just acquired it. In this church, you find on the side altar the relics of St. Crispin and Crispinian of Shakespeare's Henry V fame. Bridget of Sweden used to pray here a lot, and she was buried here before she was taken back to Sweden. Here you find also the Cardinal Cirletto's tomb. Amazing guy, died in 1585, and he was the head of the commission to reform the following works that we use in the church: the Missale Romanum, the Breviarium Romanum, the Catechismus Romanus, the Martyrologium Romanum, the Vulgata, and the Corpus Juris Canonici, the Book of Canon Law, before it was reformed later on. Imagine the impact he had. When Cirletto died, Philip Neri was at his bedside, and Pope Sixtus V buried him. Last year at this time, I was drawing a lot from Cardinal Richelieu's spiritual work. This year, I am going back to good old Father Troadec. He's so good. This is from Toward Easter. "For more than a week now, every good Christian has been striving heartily to draw closer to God. May the Lord sustain the efforts of all. May he give them the grace to persevere until Easter and throughout their whole life. The Canaanite woman from the Gospel is a beautiful example of a persevering soul. The faith of this woman carries the day. She throws herself at the feet of Jesus and almost forces him to speak to her. What he says is harsh. 'The bread of the children is not for dogs.' O my Savior, is it really thee, thou who art so good, so compassionate, so indulgent? 'Yes,' says the Canaanite woman, 'but the little dogs eat the crumbs.' Jesus is won over. As always, he is won over by faith. He looks at her, and this time with profound joy, 'Great is your faith. Go, you have your wish.' That is the cry he was waiting to hear, that cry which would be that of all the pagan nations, and which should be the cry of our own prayer. Faith will always win God over. It is our strength. So why do we know so little how to use it? It is because we have difficulty putting ourselves in our proper place as a fallen race, and recognizing with sincere conviction that we are nothing, that we can do nothing without God. Let us place ourselves humbly with the little dogs under the table of the Master, and we will have the crumbs of the feast. Lord Jesus, I recognize that I do not deserve to receive thy grace, but I have confidence in thee. Come to my assistance. Help me. Assist me. I would so like to have the faith of the Canaanite woman." The prayer over the people in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. Grant, we beseech you, O Lord, that your faithful people may be aware of what they profess and may love the heavenly gift which they regularly receive. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Da quaesumus Domine populis Christianis, et quae profitentur agnoscere, et celeste munus diligere, quod frequentant. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui te convivit et reinat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.